Hello, it's time to go off the clock with Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Janet Saidi. What are you doing this weekend? Well, whatever you're doing, it's increasingly unlikely that you are going to church. Apparently, studies indicate that now 1 in 5 Americans describe themselves as having no religious affiliation. In the past few years, the numbers of the unaffiliated have increased rapidly, especially among younger generations. Our partners at Project 573 are covering this trend, capturing the voices and the experiences of people who describe themselves as unaffiliated with a particular religion. As part of the project, KBIA's Lucas Udstent visited the Boone County Veterans of Foreign Wars Post, or the VFW. There, he found that while the VFW isn't exactly a matter of faith, it is a matter of life and death. For people who have been in war, connecting with others who have similar experiences is valuable. Lucas found these connections happening at the VFW, where it can even, in some ways, seem like church. Here's the story.
Don Briggs sits at a table in the VFW, chatting with other veterans. Members have gathered here for a weekly dinner. Tonight, fried chicken and mashed potatoes. Briggs served 2 tours in the Vietnam War. Now, at 72 years old, he works part-time as a security guard. He's also the commander of the Boone County VFW. He greets Big Ron as he walks in and compliments him on his new haircut.
You were starting to look like somebody's dog, okay?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, it was bad, you know it.
Briggs served 21 years in the military. Here, the VFW's mission is veterans helping veterans, and you can only join if you've served in combat. For many veterans, a place like this is meaningful. Briggs says veterans here speak a different language.
We understand each other. It's like your group at church. You understand each other. We know what the whole thing's about.
While Briggs says the VFW is definitely not a church, several similarities make the VFW look like one. It's a specific group of people with a shared experience finding meaning outside a house of worship. While this support may seem church-like, for many of these veterans, it's not a matter of faith, but it is a matter of life and death. The Associated Press obtained Pentagon figures indicating that last year, more troops committed suicide than were killed in combat. Briggs says the VFW can offer veterans a place for peers to support each other.
Hey, what's happening these days?
VFW members meet once a month. Just like a church, the ceremonies feel almost ritualistic. Each week, the services begin the same way. At 7 p.m., the meeting gavels into session. The VFW's chaplain will get up, read a few prayers, specifically for prisoners of war and missing comrades. Now, during the ceremonies, members discuss mostly business related to the VFW, trying to keep the organization going or introducing new members.
We want everybody involved. Now, getting everybody involved is, that's like church.
Still, Briggs says people often think the VFW is just another bar. But he says the organization's mission of serving veterans extends beyond that, even to soldiers who haven't returned from overseas. Briggs says while some might want to close the books on older wars, he says we can't yet.
It's because they where's the body? Where's Bill's body? What did they do with Bill's body? I mean, did he blow up in a million pieces and is never going to be found again?
Briggs says the first thing families often say to veterans after returning from war is, you're not the same person you were when you left. And here at the VFW, veterans don't feel like they have to explain themselves for fighting in war. Briggs says in war, the rules change.
All of a sudden, the guy that was a murderer, you're calling a murderer, is your protector. And you're his protector. And you're the guy that you were calling a murderer.
Everybody has their own way of dealing with the human condition.
Deborah Mason is the director for the Center on Religion and the Professions. She says America's relationship with places like these is changing. Church attendance in America and Europe is decreasing. And so too is attendance at 4-H youth organizations, Kiwanis and Rotary clubs. Nationally, the VFW even follows this trend.
And they're kind of the glue that keep our communities, our cities, our towns cohesive in some ways.
Mason says America is living through 2 significant changes right now. First, we're more mobile. Years ago, people grew up in a congregation and they would stay in the community. Now, people move away, try other religious institutions. The other trend, people just aren't coming back to church like they used to. Baby boomers and earlier generations might have strayed from church for a while, but after having kids, they returned. Younger generations aren't following this trend. Still, Mason says research simply isn't available to show how people are replacing church. But that doesn't mean they're not spiritual.
It's just that they are finding their nourishment for those spiritual viewpoints in other places than formal institutions and denominations and those things that have really emerged over the last 500 years.
Mason says many community organizations can serve people's needs to gather with those who've had similar experiences. And while she says she hasn't personally experienced war, she can see why the VFW is valuable.
And when you've been in war, I don't think there's anything that connects or compares to being in war and to having to kill another human being and to been shot at yourself.
What's going on, buddy?
Briggs says he has people at the VFW who come back from war wounded or suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. For some, he says war will never go away. Even all these years later, it's in their heads all the time. But the VFW accepts these people.
And we keep them, near and dear. But everybody else out there says, that guy's weird. And no, he's not weird. He got that way because you didn't go. You weren't there. We were.
Veterans meet for dinner once a week at the VFW. The meal begins each Wednesday evening at 5. Reporting for Project 573, I'm Lucas Hudson.
That's Lucas Hudson reporting for Project 573, a collaboration exploring the trend away from affiliated religion. Check out more stories from Project 573 at kbia.org. You can also look for similar stories in the Columbia, Missourian. That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Whether you're going to church, maybe graduating, whatever you're doing this weekend, have a good one.